Chapter 21, The First Visit of Beelzebub to India. Beelzebub continued as follows. One day, while sitting in a chaikhana in the small town of Arguena, I overheard a conversation among several beings seated not far from me. They were talking about traveling by caravan to Pearl Land and deciding when and how they should go. Overhearing their conversation, I gathered that they intended to go there to exchange their turquoise for what are called pearls. Here, by the way, let me draw your attention to the fact that in former epochs, your favorites liked, as they still do today, to wear pearls, turquoise, and many what are called precious trinkets, for the purpose, as they say, of adorning their exteriors. But if you would like my opinion, they do this simply by instinct, in order to offset their inner insignificance. At the period to which my present tale refers, these pearls were very rare among the beings of the second Asiatic group and commanded a high price. In Pearl Land, on the contrary, they were plentiful and could be bought quite cheaply. For at that time, pearls were obtained only from the water spaces surrounding that country. The conversation of the beings sitting near me in the chaikhana in the small town of Arguena immediately interested me, as I myself had the intention of going to Pearl Land, which was the place of existence of the three-brained beings of the third group on the continent of Ashark. And the association was at once aroused in my thoughts that it might be better to go directly to Pearl Land with the caravan of these beings than to return to the Sea of Beneficence by the way we had come and travel from there to Pearl Land on our ship occasion. Although this journey, in those days almost impossible for the beings of the earth, would take a great deal of time, I reflected that the journey back to the Sea of Beneficence, with its unforeseeable contingencies, would take not much less time. Moreover, an association arose in my thoughts, because long before this, I had heard a great deal about the peculiarities of nature in the regions through which the proposed caravan route lay, and in consequence, a certain being love of knowledge that was already crystallized in me, having been shocked into functioning by what I had overheard, at once imposed on my common presence the need to experience all this myself directly with my own organs of perception. That is why, my boy, I purposely went over and sat down with those beings and joined in their discussion. As a result, Ahun and I were included in their caravan, and 2 days later we set off with them. We then passed through some most unusual places, unusual even for the nature of that ill-fated planet, certain parts of which, by the way, had become so strange only because this planet had already undergone 2 what are called transalpalnian perturbations, almost without precedent in the universe. From the very first day, we had to make our way through gorges overhung with rocky projections of unusual forms, containing conglomerations of all kinds of intraplanetary minerals. It was only after a month's travel, according to their time calculation, that our caravan from Arguena came to places where nature had not completely lost the possibility of producing surplanetary formations in the soil and of creating corresponding conditions for the arising and existence of various one-brained and two-brained beings. After all sorts of difficulties, at last one clear morning, we reached a summit and suddenly saw on the horizon the outline of a large water space bordering the shores of that part of the continent of Ashark, then called Pearl Land. 4 days later, we arrived at the chief center of existence of the Third Asiatic Group, the city then known as Kayaman. Having arranged for a place to stay, Ahun and I spent the first few days simply strolling about the streets of the city, observing the specific manifestations of the beings of that third group in the process of their ordinary existence. It cannot be helped, my dear Hasin. Now that I have told you the history of the arising of the second group of beings on the continent of Ashark, I shall also have to tell you about the arising of the third group. Tell me, dear beloved grandfather, cried Hasin eagerly. Then with reverence, he lifted his arms and said with great sincerity, may my dear and kind grandfather become worthy of perfecting himself to the degree of reason of the sacred Anklad. Saying nothing to this, Beelzebub only smiled and continued as follows. The history of this third group begins shortly after that period when the families of the Piramal hunters had first come from the continent of Atlantis to the shores of the Sea of Beneficence, and having settled there, had founded the second group of Asiatic beings. In those remote days, infinitely remote for your contemporary favors, that is, not long before the second Transalpalnian perturbation occurred to this ill-fated planet, certain consequences of the properties of the Organ Kundebuffer had begun to be crystallized in the presences of the beings of the continent of Atlantis. And this aroused in them the need, among other needs unbecoming to three-brained beings, to adorn themselves with various trinkets and to wear the famous talismans they had invented. And one of these trinkets, much prized then on the continent of Atlantis, as everywhere today on the earth, was this pearl we have mentioned. Pearls are formed in certain one-brained beings breeding in the Salyak-Kuryapi of your planet Earth. That is, in the part called Hentralispana, or as your favorites might express it, the blood of the planet, which is found in the common presence of every planet and serves the actualizing of the process of the most great common cosmic Trogo Auto Ego Crowd. And there on your planet, this part is called water. The one-brained beings in which pearls are formed used to breed in the Salyak-Kuryapi, or water spaces, surrounding the continent of Atlantis. But on account of the great demand, so many of these pearl-bearing beings were destroyed that soon there were none left along the shores of that continent. Thereupon, when those beings who made the aim and sense of their existence the destruction of these one-brained beings, that is to say, who destroyed them only to procure that part of their common presence called pearl for the gratification of their absurd egoism, found no more in the water spaces near the continent of Atlantis, these professionals began to look for them in other water spaces and gradually moved farther and farther away from their own continent. Once during this search, their rafts were unexpectedly carried by prolonged Salyak-Kuryapnian displacements, or as they say, storms, to a region abounding in these pearl-bearing beings, where conditions were extremely favorable for their destruction. The waters that these destroyers happened to reach, and where these pearl-bearing beings bred in large numbers, were precisely those surrounding the country then called Pearl Land and now called Hindustan or India. For the first few days, these terrestrial professionals gave free rein to the inclination already inherent in their presences, wantonly to destroy these one-brained beings of their planet. But later, after they found out, also by chance, that almost everything required for ordinary existence grew in abundance on the neighboring landmass, they decided not to return to Atlantis, but to settle permanently in Pearl Land. Thereupon, a few of these destroyers of pearl-bearing beings sailed back to the continent of Atlantis, and after bartering their pearls for articles still lacking in the new place, they returned to Pearl Land, bringing with them their families and those of their comrades who had stayed behind. Later on, others among those first settlers in this country, still new for the beings of that period, visited their native land from time to time to exchange pearls for various articles they needed. And each time they brought back with them more of their relatives and kinsmen, or simply laborers indispensable for their extensive activities. So, my boy, from then on, that part of the surface of the planet Earth became known to all the three-brained beings there, and especially to those of Atlantis, as the Land of Beneficence. Thus, many beings from Atlantis were already existing on this part of the continent of Ashark before the second great catastrophe occurred to the planet Earth. And when the continent of Atlantis was engulfed within your planet, many of its inhabitants who happened to be saved, chiefly those who had relatives by blood or marriage in Pearl Land, gradually collected there. With the fecundity proper to them, they multiplied steadily and began to spread over this part of their planet. At first, they populated only two particular regions around the mouths of two great rivers, which flowed from the interior of the continent of Ashark and emptied into the vast water space just where many of the pearl-bearing beings bred. But as their numbers continued to increase, they also began to settle in the interior of the country, although their favorite regions were still the valleys of the two rivers. Well then, my boy, when I first arrived in Pearl Land, I decided to attain my aim, as before, by means of the Havat Piernoni existing there, that is, through their religion. But it turned out that at that time the beings of this third group of the continent of Ashark had several peculiar Havat Piernonis or religions, each based upon a quite independent religious teaching, having nothing in common with the other. In view of this, I began to make a serious study of these religious teachings, and having ascertained that the one founded on the teaching of a genuine messenger of our common endless creator, afterward called Saint Buddha, had the most followers, I devoted all my attention to its study.